This weekend was always one of my favorite weekends at the seminary, and not because it was year opener, but because it was the weekend that was closest to St. Charles Borromeo's feast day, which is November 4th. And St. Charles Borromeo is the patron of seminarians. So we had a great 40 hours adoration devotion to him. We'd start with Mass. We'd at the main chapel at the university, and we'd process over to the chapel at the St. Paul Seminary and have 40 hours of adoration, ending in another great Mass on the Sunday morning. And St. Charles, you know, is one of those great saints that we have in our history, one of the great reformers. And one of the things that he was great at reforming was, you know, the priesthood. You know, we see in today's, you know, gospel that Jesus is talking about the scribes and Pharisees and how, you know, they're to listen to what they say, you know, but don't follow their actions because they're not living out what they're preaching. In the same way, you know, St. Charles Borromeo saw at his time, you know, that the priests, you know, weren't living out that life that they were called to live. You know, they were preaching, but they were trying to take it the easy route. You know, they were telling people what to do. And he, you know, reformed that. You know, he set up the seminary system to help train the, you know, the future priests, you know, those studying, so that they could be formed in the ways to live. You know, he reformed the clergy in his diocese. You know, he was, you know, made Archbishop of Milan, the largest diocese in the world at that time, you know, at the young age of 26. And he saw all this happening. And he says, you know, something needs to change. We can't just, you know, preach, but we have to live it. And the same thing we can ask about ourselves in our own lives. Now, how do we live our lives? Is it something that is worth an example? Or would it be something that would bring scandal? Do we only preach good things, or do we live it out? You know, there's always room, you know, for improvement in all of us. There's always places in our life that we have to look at and say, you know, I'm not living up to what God wants me here. And we need to change those parts of our life. We always have to be looking at those places that, you know, where can I improve? You know, it's not just, you know, the scribes and Pharisees, it's not just the leaders, but it's everybody. How can we live that life of Christ fully? How can we live a life where it's not just in name that we're Christians, but it's also in our actions. It's in everything that we do, that we're living out the life of Christ. That in all things, you know, we can call our one master Christ. Now, we're not saying that we're, you know, a master to the, you know, the master of our things are the things in this world, other people, but it's only Jesus. And we always have to live our life like that. Looking at how can I change that part of me that is not allowing Jesus to rule in my life? Because, you know, however great, you know, the seminary is, you know, for forming men to become priests, you know, the formation of a man starts, you know, in the family. It starts with the people that they're around. It starts in, you know, when they're in school, when they're with their friends. And are they getting an example of Christ in their life? Or are they getting an example of something else? Are they being told one thing and they see another? There's all these things that we have to keep in hold. We always have to try to be living out that life in Christ, that life of Jesus. Because it's more than just ourselves. You know, we're an example to the whole world. At baptism, we receive that lighted candle and it says, you know, receive the light of Christ. We're to be the light of Christ for the whole world. We're to bring that light to each and every place that we go, to each person that we encounter, so that we can all be living that life of Jesus. So it's not just in our words, it's not just in our name, but it's in who we are. We always have to be transforming ourselves to Jesus. Every single day, handing over ourselves over to Him. You know, we come here to Mass, celebrate the great sacrifice of the Eucharist. We receive Jesus into ourselves. And we should allow that Eucharist to change us, to change us into Jesus. Allow us to be that light to the world. Allow us to live that life of Jesus. To be able to put aside those things that are not of Him, so that we can be the example to one another. So that we can say that our one true Master is Jesus Christ.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.